Welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. My name is Tiffany Rosdell, and I am a Tokyo-based transformational lifestyle coach. In each episode of this podcast, I want to explore the positive transitions other people have made to how they freed themselves from their struggles, what pushed them to overcome their difficulties, and how and why they felt like they could overcome. Breakfast with Tiffany Show is really all about the transitions everyone who wants to succeed makes and what they did to get there. As such, while the focus is on LGBTQ+ journeys, I want to share the stories of all people who have found their way to success. My hope is to have this platform for all of us to be together while listening to successful stories, amazing life experiences, inspirational journeys, as well as having good laughs and lots of smiles. Happy holidays! Welcome to our last episode of 2020. Let me start up by saying I'm truly grateful for you for listening to Breakfast with Tiffany Show today. If you are a new listener, please click the subscribe button so that we can notify you with our freshest episode every week. And if you happen to be a regular listener, please leave a review or write your thoughts on the weekly episodes so that we will know that you are listening. And plus, it will help us with the algorithms and more people will find out about this podcast show. On today's review of the day is coming from Math with a 5-star review on Podchaser. Here's his review. Tiffany is such a great soul and her stories are as good as her heart. Wonderful special guests and interesting topics make her podcast a must listen. Thank you so much, Math. I really appreciate it. On today's episode, I am going to end this year's episode by discussing about kindness. I'm sure you notice every time I end my show, I always say sprinkle kindness wherever you go. It's because I want to remind myself to be kind every time. There was this moment that we had this group meeting during the retreat, and we were asked by one of the healers to pick one card, and the cards have different qualities or traits that you wanted to focus on more or you're currently dealing with. And it's so bizarre that each and every one of us, that each card came out was really resonating for us. And mine was kindness. I never expected that word will come up. So it was fascinating to know that your energy is really focusing to be kind to your surroundings. So this year, it has been truly moving to witness the array of kind gestures from everyone, the actions and intentions that have taken place throughout the world during this pandemic. And in the face of adversity, we've seen the true spirit of humanity that can shine true. Kindness has been proven to increase our happiness, can also reduce stress, and also improve our emotional well-being. At the same time, spreading kindness offers us the opportunity to connect with others, building a stronger sense of community and unity with friends, with our families, neighbors, and even strangers. An act of kindness, whether it's small or large, can have an impact, can have a positive impact. I think there is power in kindness. There are many ways that we can practice kindness. Before, I had a tendency to be kind to others, but not to myself. So this year, I have been realizing that doing this only undermines my ability to be there for others. So I have been practicing kindness for myself, like for example, by getting up early in the morning so that I have the time to do my meditation, to do my journaling before I begin my day. I also do my yoga, my exercises, workouts, making myself healthy meals. So then I have the energy. I think being strong, I'll be able to help others. Rest is also very important. It helps refresh our bodies and mind. I have listed several things that you can do to be kind to others. A random act of kindness that you can probably starting from today. Express your gratitude to someone who you really appreciate. I think you know that you're being appreciated and valued can really bring you joy. Saying thank you can make somebody's day really good. You can also write a letter to a friend or to your family or to your loved ones, any of your loved ones. Loneliness is increasing in our modern world, and the power of written words to show someone you're thinking of them can matter more than we may realize. Another we can do is to offer some voluntary work. Giving your time, your efforts, your dedication to a cause or someone, a friend, family, loved one, even a stranger, can reap multiple benefits all around. It may seem small to you, but it could make a difference to someone else. And it will help lift your happiness and well-being. Showing that you're happy, smiling at strangers, laughing out loud. I think it's contagious. And lastly, loving kindness meditation. I have been implementing loving kindness meditation for a few years now, and I'm telling you the result is just amazing. So you're wondering, what is loving kindness meditation? There are so many meditations that we can do, but this one, if you incorporate it in your meditation, will be really good for you. So it involves in focusing first on yourself, sending wish, peace, wellness, health, happiness to yourself. Then you repeat this process with someone you dearly love and value in your life, your friends, your relatives, someone you may come across frequently in your life, new friends, or even strangers, and to send them the well wishes that you send to yourself. What I love about the practice is that it begins with yourself before your relationship with others. I have found my relationship with myself has been deeply softened, improved, and enhanced by doing these practices. And the next challenge will be sending offer or well wishes to someone in our lives that we are currently having difficulty with. It's basically also a forgiveness. In the early stages of this practice, it may feel that you can't fully embody offering these well wishes to that person. But what I have found over this past few years of doing this loving kindness meditation, it has resulted a softness arising within me. I learned how to forgive. I never put anger, hate, or negativity. I basically block them all and only allow the loving kindness. At the end of the day, we are all just human beings doing our best living in this world, and we are susceptible to pain and suffering. Once you start to realize all this, a greater understanding and compassion will start from within you. So why do all these random acts of kindness can increase the sense of our happiness? It's because kindness can actually promote gratitude. Once you are kind to others in need, having the awareness, it heightens the sense of your own good fortune. I think kindness promotes empathy and compassion, which turn into a sense of interconnectedness with others. Kindness can forward the will to live in depressed individuals who feel isolated and different. That is why performing volunteer work is so powerful. Having the compassion and kindness in you can also reduce your stress, boost our immune systems, help reduce negative emotions that I mentioned earlier, such as anger, hate, anxiety, and also depression. My own experiences with kindness in this past few years have made me realize what we might be able to accomplish if we were all more conscious about ways we can show kindness to ourselves, to our family members, to our friends, to our loved ones, to strangers, to animals, to the world we live in. I am going to challenge myself next year to find more opportunities to be kind proactively. How about you? How will you start spreading or sprinkling your kindness? I challenge you to start incorporating more random acts of kindness starting today. And especially the loving kindness meditation that I shared, because you never know, you may just be astonished with the results that you're going to get. We only have a few more days before the end of the year. And I am wondering, what are your plans for the holidays? Mine, I will announce it on my next podcast episode. And by the way, I may not be able to post a new episode on the first week of January. I can't promise yet. If I'll be able to come back early, then I should be able to share you what adventure I'm going to do. So with that saying, I really wish you all a very safe and happy holidays. This has been really difficult for a lot of us. And the only way to look at it is making all this year as a lesson and making more time spending to ourselves, their families, to what really matters the most to us. I never looked at COVID-19 as a negative impact in me. I really thought that it opened a new world, opened a new me. Like, for example, this podcast, I won't be able to be doing this if it's not COVID-19. So I'm really grateful and thankful for all these new opportunities that are coming to me. And I hope you look at it in that way. It has been very challenging for a lot of us, but we are still here. We are still alive. We should be grateful for that. And we can still continue living a new start for 2021. Be more productive and live with our purpose. I want to give a shout out to pureshop.jp for their magical and essential products. I highly recommend, and I myself use, is called Face Care Oil. It's very aromatic. The oil itself contains soy oil, argan oil, apricot kernel oil, jojoba oil, and lavender oil. I use this oil before I go to bed. Just spread it around my face and I feel so relaxed and I'll be able to sleep so good. So definitely check it out. I highly recommend it. All the products at pureshop.jp are all organic. There's plenty of stuff that you would like. Thank you, pureshop.jp. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you reach up until this last minute of the show, I am extremely grateful for you for tuning in the whole entire episode. If you enjoyed our episode today, please share it to your friends. You can copy and paste the link wherever you are listening to right now. Text your friend, share on your Instagram stories or your Facebook page. Tag me on your social media when you post it. I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts on the interview that I had today. And if it's your first time here once again, please do me a favor to subscribe on the podcast. Leave us a review. In every review, it makes me so happy. So I'm looking forward to your ratings and review on Apple Podcasts. You can impact someone's life right now by just sharing our episode today. I hope you enjoyed this episode today as much as I do. And I hope you know how much you matter. How much I appreciate your time for listening. How much I love you and appreciate you. I am truly grateful for your kindness and your support. And as I always say, sprinkle kindness wherever you go. I love you and stay safe and happy.